Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith, Fat Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for ongoing support of our show. We really do appreciate it. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Justin Delamont. I've been a resident of Fort McMurray since early 2008. In 2013, I discovered walk therapy, this little guy here.
Yep.
And been practicing it for myself for a number of years. I would say that it's changed my physical, mental, emotional well-being on a consistent basis more than anything else. And then in 2018, I started studying the modality.
Right.
And now in the last little while, I've started to teach it and instruct and share it with others.
Right.
With tremendous feedback.
Yeah, so no doubt.
Very good.
So last time you were on here, you were doing it independently. Were you not? Did you have a space that you necessarily were doing it? Or how was it? There's been a transition since last time you were here.
Yeah, so just under a year ago I was here.
Yeah.
And I was things opened up during the summer. So I was able to actually get out and host a few classes
right
at our condo. And so we got a bit of momentum.
Right.
And everything kind of shut down.
That's
and,
right.
So since things open up again, and I've been able to actually get in front of people, teach classes, and big shout out, first of all, to Helen at Exhale Yoga and Bar for hosting this and being one of the, if not the first studio in Alberta. It's a very niche sort of thing. I think it's going to be huge. It's going to catch on in a big way. But to be the pioneer and to take that on, so big shout out to her whole team and to the studio. Much, much appreciated. So, yeah, so that's what's kind of transitioned. It's like gotten a bit of a wider audience.
Yeah.
A more consistent schedule and getting in front of more people and getting some really interesting feedback.
That's awesome, man. Well, I went to your course last night. You invited me, so we'd have some stuff to talk about today. And first and foremost, it was awesome. So thank you for the invitation. I have gone to a number of courses now at Exhale because they're awesome. I love the facility. I like the vibe. And hands down, your course has been the best one that I went to, but it is the hardest one that I've ever went to in the best way possible. So I don't normally swear on this show, but I have this thing that I've been living my life by for the last little bit, and it's called eating shit. So sometimes you have to take an L for great things to happen. Like, nothing comes easy. You got to do work.
Put in the work.
Yeah. You got to put in the work. So sometimes you got to eat a little bit of shit. And then the outcome is phenomenal. And your course is so hard and so painful, but it is so good. And like, when you're going into a yoga course or any form of exercise, like when I left you yesterday, my body felt amazing. You know, when you go for a massage, how they'll say like, oh, it hurts so good.
Yeah.
Like, my body felt amazing and I felt completely like a workout, as well as the mental clarity I had when I left your program yesterday was unbelievable. Like, it was the best form of meditation I've ever had. And during your course, you're so good at talking and focusing on the breathing. I literally got into a zone where I fell asleep. Like, I think you almost had to wake me up.
We got a sleeper here.
Out. And it was just because, and like, can I borrow your brick for a second?
Sure.
Or your block? So everybody knows, this is a piece of wood. So hard. I had this on my neck like this, all of my weight balancing on here. So major pressure. So when you first start doing it, you're just like, oh, this is tough. In that position, because of your coaching, your voice, the focusing, because that was like the last part we got to.
Yeah.
I was so deep into my slow breathing that that even though I was focusing on, well, this kind of hurts, yep, I was able to fall asleep. Like, that's nuts, bro. Like, well, Tanner's like, Elliot, you can fall asleep anywhere. This is true, but man, it was crazy. Yeah. It was so good. So
the reaction everybody has when they see you fall asleep, Elliot.
Yeah. Me falling asleep is kind of crazy. But this was like, no, even
but,
for me.
But like, yeah, how you're reacting now is like the baseline reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it was a really good course. And like when I meditate, when anybody meditates, you're trying to focus on your breath and you're trying to like just zone out to get into a place of clarity, right? With this course that you do, all of your attention goes to that area that you are feeling the quote-unquote pain. It's manageable pain, by the way. So you don't think about your feet or an itch or anything. So you only can focus on two things.
Yep.
Where it hurts and your breath.
Yep.
And then when you, because you do such a good job, man, of like, okay, don't forget about your breath. Do this. And then you forget about the pain, so you're only focused on your breath. So then your mind goes clear, and that's where you want to be when you meditate. So, man, I have to say it was the best, I don't know if you call it spiritual or put you in a zone, like whatever you call it. It was the most in tune I have kind of been in regards to quieting my brain ever. So thank you for that, man.
That's big.
It was good. So anyways, welcome. I'm going to stop talking. But I just wanted to give you your flowers before you took over the mic. Phenomenal course.
Thank you. That's awesome to hear. Really appreciate that. And you came. That's all it took, right?
Yeah.
And you said so many interesting things there, like about you can't focus on anything else. So there's only one rule in block therapy for you to understand as a student, as a new user, your breath is your guide.
Mm-hmm.
You focus a huge amount of energy into the breath because for a number of reasons. One, we're really poor breathers as a society.
Right.
We don't breathe well. We don't use our diaphragm. We breathe from the muscles of the upper chest.
Yeah.
We want to intake that oxygen because oxygen feeds every single cell in the body.
That's right.
That's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing is because of fascia, because this block, what it does is it loosens, it melts through restricted tissue or fascia.
Mm.
We use that diaphragmatic breath to heat the body from the inside.
Right.
So that actually helps to accelerate the release, right, that we get.
Right.
But the other thing is it keeps us safe. So we know our limits. Mm-hmm. And so the rule is your breath is your guide. As long as you can breathe through that sensation, through that pain as you would experience it, which changes, right? It starts off as this like sharp, like what is this? Like you kind of resist it.
Mm-hmm.
But once you give it that maybe minute or so, those pressure fibers kick in.
That's right.
And then it changes to this like dull sensation. Like everybody describes it as a good pain.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like start to crave it after a while.
That's right.
So your breath is your guide. You, as long as you're breathing in that controlled, relaxed way, mm-hmm. you're feeding and healing your tissue, your cells. If anything takes your breath away in any position and you're like holding your breath or you're breathing really quickly, that's just your body letting you know, hey, that's a little too intense. Just ease off.
That's
the great thing is you are in complete control.
Yeah.
It's self-guided in that sense. We instruct, we kind of give you the basics, but you control the pressure. You control the amount of pain that you want to feel, and then in time you actually get to change your relationship to pain.
That's right.
Because it's like something that we were taught, almost we're instinctively conditioned to be like resist pain, move
That's
away
right.
from it. But in fact, in block therapy, we're taught that, and we teach that your pain is your roadmap to freedom.
Yep. And sometimes you gotta eat shit.
Yeah. It that, and then on the other side, there's great freedom in that.
100%.
Huge freedom in that.
That's right.
So
I was blown away with. Afterwards, because I've had a few massages, I've done physio before, but how and what you were just explaining in regards to the after effect, like when I was on my neck, you were saying like you'd be surprised how much you use your neck in a day. And so we started off on the left hand and the left was so tight, and then I got to the right side and I'm like, oh, it's not as bad. So then I started thinking how often I turn left, like just turn my head that way, and I kid you not, like my neck feels so light and so amazing. Like it's like it, and I wasn't in pain before. That was a thing. Like I wasn't walking through life like, oh, I got neck pain. Oh, I have this. Like, because you don't know, your body like self-regulates and it learns to deal with whatever you put it through.
You were worn in.
Yeah, that's right. And so after like I got out of your course, I was like, oh, my neck feels amazing. And then the other component, I do like, I don't want to say ridiculous because there's some people who really do a ridiculous amount, but I do a lot of chin-ups and pull-ups just on almost daily and push-ups. So like right here where you got us to like I've never had any form of fascia breaking there before. I didn't even know you could. And yeah, it really was at first intense when I put like my weight down there. I'm like, oh man, this is, I'm not going to be able to do this. But then you said breathe. And then after I got out, I was just like, man. So I didn't want to overdo it last night when I got home. But tonight when I get home, I can't wait to do some chin-ups and push-ups because right here feels so free.
So opening, right?
Yeah.
It's like it creates space. So there's three tenets in block therapy. One, we create space by decompressing the tissue. We take that compression because we're creatures of habit. So all these movements that we do repeatedly, how we sit, how we stand, how we move through life, this affects our structure.
Right.
Right. And so our tissue over time, because we're unconscious of our posture, right, we're unconscious of our breathing.
Yeah.
And we've got gravity pulling us down for decades. Our tissue compresses. We get shorter as we get older. We don't get taller and leaner.
Right.
But what is that? And it's, I think it's a part. We lose these postural foundations that we have.
Right.
We don't breathe. So the first thing we do in block therapy, we decompress the fascia. We take that compression out. We create space. Once we open it up, then we focus again on that diaphragmatic breath to inflate that space to keep everything nice and open. And then thirdly, which is maybe the hardest part, and this is the postural strengthening. Like posture is a huge thing in life. I'm starting to realize like how important it is.
Oh yeah.
And to once, because we want to maintain this posture once we create that space, because otherwise you're just going to re-collapse back into yourself and create all these issues which stem from bad posture in the first place.
And nowadays with the phones, it's something I've been very conscious about because I had some weird issues with my fingers years and years ago, like 7 years ago, and I started going to physio. And they said it was because of your neck. I'm just like, I'm having numbness in my fingers and my toes because of my neck. They're like, yup. And so like now when I text, I try to like keep my head upright when I'm texting. It looks really weird because everybody texts like this. I'm like, hey, why are you texting like that? I'm like, oh, because
I feel very connected. Called out on this episode right now.
What?
I feel very called out on this episode right now over here trying to make my questions for the guests.
Yeah, just like hunched over. Hunch punch over there.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do my job over here. You know, minding my business. That's y'all calling me out like this.
Yeah, and breathing too. I just read a phenomenal book about a few months ago. I'm not going to even try to say the name. My phone's over there, so I can't pull it up. But it was all about breathing.
Did it happen to be called Breath?
I think it was.
By James Nestor?
Yes.
Amazing book.
And I actually found a breathing coach down in Edmonton that I'm going to try to link up with. And I sat down with her once already, and it was crazy. But that's what I find with your course in regard for me, and maybe not for everybody else. If I wasn't already meditating, and if I already didn't have some form of awareness of breath, I would have really struggled. But I found because I already had kind of a foundation in those two things, it made it easier for me to like really endure the pinch points when we first started. So anybody at home who's potentially going to the course, breathing and meditation is a big help for what you do. It's so interesting, though. The first exercise where, like, you put it on your stomach, I was just like, I'm going to put a piece of wood on my stomach and put all the weight down. I'm going to throw up. And then, but you don't, obviously. But it's a weird sensation because how often, the answer is never, do you put something on your stomach and then put weight on it?
Yeah.
It was a very, very unique course. I like doing things like...
different.
Yeah, it's different. It's cool. So I went and we focused on basically like your arms and your side. But you were saying at the beginning of the course, that was the third installment. So where are the other body parts that you start off with?
Yeah. So last night we focused on, it's called the head, neck and arms class. So we kind of touched on a little bit. We open up chest and this upper body.
Right.
Again, because it's all about alignment. When we collapse in through the core here,
the
shoulders roll forward, the arms roll in.
Right.
This causes a lot of compression in the back of the neck and the head. So we want to open this area up, you know, free up a lot of the fascia and the restrictions in the arms. And then we focus on the head and the neck.
Right.
The first class we typically do, and I encourage anybody to come to any class, but if you're going to come to one for the first time, I encourage it to be the core and rib cage class. because okay. So what we do a lot of work, the stomach, the diaphragm, the ribs, really focus on the ribs and the chest, because again, it's all about the breath. The first foundation is the diaphragm.
Right.
And we want to free up the diaphragm, because if you want to be a better breather, you need to access the diaphragm. But again, because we've all collapsed forward, all this pressure and this weight from the upper body compresses down on the diaphragm. We don't use it very well.
Right.
So we want to open that up. So we focus on the rib and core first.
Okay.
Second class is typically lower body. So we get into the pelvis and the legs, which last week people loved that class.
Right.
I was blown away.
Yeah, yeah.
And this week, like the one you went to, I wouldn't say it's not advanced by any stretch. It's an intro class, but it's a little more getting into some of the positions, maybe a little trickier for some.
Yeah.
But everybody did it all right. And once you get into that and you get settled, it's like, okay, this is really neat. So that was a taste of what this does and where it goes, because in block therapy, we work literally head to toe.
Yeah.
Virtually every part of the body.
Yeah. So. Very cool. Listen, Tanner gave me the sign that he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. Okay. But before he puts in, before we jump into this segment, though, we're going to sit here in awkward silence for about 35 seconds because Tanner's going to place an ad. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day, but the fact of the matter is I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show. You know what's funny about that ad, Tanner?
Oh, what's funny about that ad?
By the time this video goes out, like that course is going to be finished.
Yeah.
So that's really funny. So I think what me and the team are going to have to come up with is a way for when people call in and talk about that ad, that we can be like, oh yeah, we're going to have another course or another thing you can sign up for.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this episode's not going to come out for a bit. That course is going to be long gone.
Yeah. And what's funny about it is now there's going to be people who have seen this episode who go, oh God, I called in and they told me there's another one coming and they didn't know until they filmed.
That's right. That's right. It's very us.
Yeah, 100%. So,
anyways, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All right. Question number one for you today. What is one thing you get the most out of from helping other people?
I get the most out of, it's just the, satisfaction, but the joy of like knowing that they're doing something good for themselves and they've got that ability to help themselves. Feel better on their own. You know, you're still using the assistance of lots of other people, but ultimately self-care is probably, in my idea, the best form of healthcare. And so, yeah, just the feedback, the response, and knowing people are feeling good.
Question number two. What is one place you would want to go in the world based solely on cuisine?
Maybe like Southeast Asia, just because it's so different and so exotic, or you know, foreign, and so many different things and different flavors. So that'd be pretty unique.
There we go.
Question number three. What is the most exciting thing for you about being at the forefront of block therapy?
Good question. Again, it's just the... it just feels good to be a part of something that is helping people and is changing people's lives. And to be at the forefront, it's exciting. It's uncharted territory. And who knows where this is going to go or how big it's going to get or who we're going to impact in what way. So it's a world of possibilities at this point.
Question number four. What is one of your favorite toys from your childhood you remember playing with the most?
I don't know if you consider a bicycle a toy, but it could be used as a toy.
100%.
And just as a kid in like rural Newfoundland, one road, I mean, you had to get places and you took your bike and you took it everywhere. So it was awesome.
And your final question, what is one thing you've learned about yourself from teaching others?
You know, you can do amazing things when you step outside your comfort zone, because I'm very introverted naturally, like super introverted, So to get up in front of others and to speak and to instruct and to be the quote unquote expert, it's a big step outside your comfort zone. But when you do that, when you put yourself out there, especially when you feel very passionate and confident in what you're talking about, that's just something I think that, the more you can step outside your comfort zone, the more you can grow, and the more rewarding your life will be.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. Well, listen, I could talk to you about this a lot more, and I will when these cameras are off, but Tanner hit me with the watch, meaning we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming. Please feel free to come back as many times as you want.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invite yesterday and the course. It was amazing. I am going to be one of your biggest cheerleaders and tell everybody that they need to come to your course, because it's a game changer. It really is. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for coming. And I really do hope to see you like in the other classes for sure.
That's definitely awesome.
Tanner, of course, you're always welcome as well. Everybody is. So the zenbelly.com, weekly classes at XL Yoga and Bar every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. That's your best way to like be introduced to this work, to feel it for yourself, because I could talk about it, but you need to feel it. You need to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Instagram and Facebook at the Zenbelly. And so we do classes. I do personal sessions, assessments. So we actually look at people and their posture, and like, and then we kind of do a tailored program for them. So it's like something you do at home, because this is a practice that you do at home as well as in studio and in class. So whichever you prefer, or a bit of both. And come out and check out the classes at XL Yoga. And I'm not sure when this will air, but XL Yoga is having their grand opening July 8th to 10th. So that's their official grand opening. And they've got a weekend of like awesome events and free classes. So there's maybe a free class coming up. Regardless, hope to see y'all in the class. It'll be amazing.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for being our title sponsor. We really appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.